Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration, love, healing, magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
All right. Well, welcome to another Friday. That must mean it's another edition of your favorite psychic show ever, the Psychic Funhouse. Yeah, it's the one that you look forward to all week. We know it because we see it in the numbers. All right. So I am joined this evening, as per usual, by my very lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. Welcome, Michael.
Boy, thank you, Lawrence, for having me.
God, listen to the crowd. Crazy.
I know. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Love to have you here. Yeah. So it's nice.
How are you doing,
to be...
Michael? Yeah,
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
I think everybody's hanging in there. Yeah, we've had kind of a crazy week with everything happening in Afghanistan and fires and COVID on the rise. And so hopefully we're going to be a little island of sanity and safety and security for people for at least an hour.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe a little magic and some fun, too. So, I am joining Lawrence Birch, the other lovely duo, half of the duo, I should say. And we've got a really wonderful show planned for everyone tonight. We're going to be doing our amazing psychic readings for folks combined with a tarot reading or two. So we'll pull some cards also. Mostly on the show, we focus on our psychic. We do a little bit of mediumship work sometimes for folks who call in. But we had such a fun time with our wonderful guest on last week, Frank Falcon, who was our intuitive tarot guy for the show, that I thought I would pull out my tarot deck and augment what we do with a few cards as well, just for fun. So hopefully that is for everybody. So before we get into things, we'll just kind of touch base with each other. And then as always, it's a good idea to find out if there's any announcements or shows to talk about. So Michael, what's happening in the future that people who can follow us on Blog Talk or now Spotify and Apple can look forward to and plan on their schedule. What's happening?
Yeah.
What's happening, brother?
All right. So, again, like you said, we are now on Apple and Spotify platforms. We're now in our teen years now, teenage state. So it's so nice to be there. We're getting towards our adult years. So that's very exciting. So follow us there and also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. But I do want to announce that we are a show that's coming up in September. That is going to be Friday, September the 10th. We have a guest on, and her name is Dipti. And Dipti Joshi, she's with Pranic Beauty. She is going to talk to us about the gap between a relationship and being single. So she says, she works with people, single people that are in this gap between relationships and being single. And so anyway, she wants to help people. So this is where she does a lot of her work. So I'm excited to have her on the show and hear what she has to say about this. Yeah.
That sounds
so
like a really...
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, you go ahead. You finish.
So just September 10th at 6 p.m. Pacific time.
So it's Friday.
So Dipti, Dipti Joshi.
Nice.
Yep.
That sounds like a fresh take on relationships and self-love and all those things we talk about a lot. So that should be very informative, very helpful,
too.
Yeah. Always good to pick up on some tips. Go ahead.
Right. Because I think a lot of people talk about, right, the relationship, how to get the person, how to do this. But she says that she does this work and with people while you're in that gap, right? Well, it'd be right before you go into a relationship. I think it's about working on yourself and, you know, self-reflection, but also reflecting on the person that you want and to bring into your life, manifesting the love. And, so I'm excited for this because I'm in the gap right now.
Are you? Did you fall into the gap?
Mm-hmm. I'm in the gap. I need a relationship.
You're taking a gap year?
This is, gap years, but yes.
Gap decade.
It's a chasm.
Oh, is it?
It's
wow.
A chasm.
Well, you know what chasm rhymes with? I won't say it on air, but hey. Well, she's going to, you know, the nice thing is she's going to have a spiritual foundation for all the techniques she's going to share with us, I'm sure. So that'll really take it to the next level in terms of how it's going to be able to really help people on a deeper level. And it's nice, you know, it's nice that it's as inward focused, it sounds like, her talk with us, as it's going to be outward focused. Because you're right, right? We get this from clients a lot. You know, people are really outward focus, like, you know, I want this person, this is what they should be like, and it's like, well, it's also you creating the best possible receptivity within yourself and clearing things out that might be blocking that ideal person from coming into your life, you know, which is easy to overlook when you're out there, you know, which is challenging, right, to put yourself out into the dating, into the partnership world, you know. I don't know if it's really gotten any easier with all the digital, opportunities we have now or not. Some people, I guess, feel like it's harder because it's different. But no fun to be quite. But that's great. Yeah. Well, everybody can use all the tools we can get. So we're looking forward to
that. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you for picking that, Michael. You've been an amazing booker for the summer for us getting guests. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. Definitely. I'm the booker.
Yeah. You are. You booked T. Espinoza. So anything else coming up? We have a show next week, obviously. We're going
to next week, we're just going to do some readings again.
Okay.
So some psychic, and if you want to do your tarot readings, then let's do it.
Well, I hear somebody in the Psychic Funhouse has some oracle cards. I wonder if those are going to make an appearance at some point. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
What? Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Keep us in suspense. You dog, you. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, right. All right. Okay. Well, good. So we have that coming up in September. We've got a great show as usual planned for next week. So, and make sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts streaming, and of course Blog Talk. Do you want to let people know how to connect with you for private readings and healings, Michael? What's your contact info you can share with people tonight?
Sure. You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. Also, my phone number is 562-457-0457. How about you, Lauren?
Well, you have multiple opportunities to get in touch with me. The simplest way is calling or texting, and that can be done by calling or texting my number, 541-344-7534. You can also check out my email at givingtree@earthlink.net. I have a Facebook page for my herbal business. I wear a clinical herbalist hat. That is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website, givingtreefarm.com. So, four opportunities for you. And I do shamanic work, herbal work, psychic work, healing, you name it. Got a farm stand if you want to come up. Blackberries are really coming out. I picked some yesterday that were as big as my thumb. I'm not kidding. And they're amazing.
Wow.
So if you're in Oregon and the Willamette Valley, you can drop by and try some of my mom's delicious pastries, and we can chat about all things spiritual and natural and metaphysical. Okay. So
very cool.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you know, we've got a lot of people lined up tonight, so I thought since we're doing a little bit of a new thing with our Tarot edition, that we could just kind of jump right into things, see how many people we can get to tonight. What do you think, Michael? Should we go to the phones?
Let's jump.
Right. All right. Let's do that. So, okay. So the way we work it here on the Fun House is to get your seat on the ride, you just need to let us know what your name is and where you're calling from, and then we can go into whatever question or issues you might want to discuss with us. Okay, so here we go. All right, this is area code 269. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence and Michael. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Pamela. I'm calling from Michigan.
Pamela from Michigan.
Hi, Pamela from Michigan.
Hi.
How's Michigan?
Michigan's lovely. Good.
I bet. Yeah. Very nice.
Haven't had too much of the forest fire smoke, but.
Yeah, you're pretty close to Canada there with all that.
Yeah.
Well, we've been sending a bunch eastward, but I guess maybe it's gone straight to New York and hasn't reached the air, so that's good.
Yeah.
It
depends on
what
way the wind's blowing. Go ahead.
This is true. It's true. What can we do for you, Pamela?
Well, it's funny you were talking about being single in relationship. I had a question about a friend I had at a job I worked at that I recently left, and it was moving towards more, and I thought really pretty significantly, and then it just slipped. Like, I don't know what happened. I literally am not sure what happened.
Okay. So looking for some insight into what happened or what's going on with that relationship, sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, it was during my transition leaving, but I thought that would make things better.
Oh, without having the working relationship to complicate things?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a female, a lovely person,
mm-hmm.
and uh-huh. the environment was so toxic, and we had people uh-huh. just trying to literally split us apart.
Really?
It was bizarre. Like, there was so much jealousy, and I still don't understand it. I feel like I had an icky bath or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Michael has a good remedy for when you're feeling like you've been slimed. He's got a good cleansing ritual.
That's what exactly. Well, I have toxic slime on me.
Yeah. No, it really, you know, if you're feeling that way, it probably is something that's been sticking to you. So make sure, you know, if Michael's open to it, to have him talk about that process.
Okay.
Do you have a name for this person?
Natalia.
That you're interested in? Natalia. Lovely name. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interest was more on her side. She was very outspoken about it, and I was more like laid back, you know.
Oh, okay. Is that how you are normally? You're just kind of casual?
Yeah, or clueless, but usually I'm like, no, that's not what they mean.
Oh, okay. All right. So it takes a while for you to come up to speed sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's okay. You know, slow fires burn longer. All right.
That's
so
right.
I picked a couple cards. We're going to start off with that. Pick one for you, Pamela, and the other one's for Natalie. And then I've picked a third card here to symbolize your relationship. So we're taking a look at these. Okay. So I'll just describe what I've got here for you. I just as a quick heads up, when I do tarot, I work with what's called the major arcana. I don't do the minor arcana because I do big picture stuff. So, if you've ever done tarot, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, we can talk about it later. So the first card I picked, the one for you, is the Empress card. Okay. And then the one that came up for Natalie is the Hermit. And the Empress card happened to come up reversed, meaning upside down. So the energy of that is a little bit discombobulated, let's say. But the Empress card is kind of the feminine ruler of the card deck, and it talks about being able to be empowered in a real grounded, even motherly in some respect way. But there's something that's affecting your ability to express that side of yourself because it's not in the right position. So we can talk about that a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure it was the job. I mean, It was like yeah. taking an emotional beating being there.
Oh, that sucks. I'm so sorry to hear
oh,
that.
Oh, no, it was. I mean, I was harassed. I was yelled at. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Wow. Did you ever feel like going to some authority to get some relief with that, or at least HR or something? Or is that
there
not...
was no HR, and the authority was part of the problem.
Oh.
It was a very small office, very small.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Well, when you're a target in that situation, that's a horrible, horrible thing. So, yikes. But you're safe now, so that's good. So Natalie's card, the Hermit, you know, the Hermit is about wisdom. It's about bringing that knowledge from within, you know, from the cave to others. So, it makes sense. She's kind of a beacon of light for you, maybe in that circumstance, and she's also wanting to bring something to you that's really pure, that's from source, that's going to help you in some way. So she's really, you know, kind of coming out of her solitude to present you with an offer. Is what I would say. And so the relationship card. The relationship card that I pulled is also reversed. This one's Judgment. And Judgment is an interesting card. It talks about finding your purpose in the world and meaning in the universe, becoming aware of everything. And what is interesting when it's reversed is it's cautioning about a sense of isolation or separation, not being able to connect. And so it sounds like that was an element, too, of what was going on within your, you know, budding, I guess, let's say, connection with Natalie.
Well, it's really separated now. I mean, we don't see each other at all, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would say most of this information is pretty affirming. I don't know that there's a you know, definite direction to go with these, but it is definitely backing up, you know, everything that you've been experiencing.
What does the relationship card reverse mean? It's a cautionary card reversed?
Well, there's different ways to read reverse cards, but when I have a pull a reverse card for reading in my deck, the way I look at it is the energy that the card expresses when it's normally upright is not being expressed, or it's not being received. There's something blocking it. There's something that's affecting its ability to manifest fully in the person's life. That could be because they're not open to it. Could be because they're not ready, or they have something they have to work on first. Or it's just not yet time for it to really fully flower, you could say. So it's there. It's just in kind of a holding pattern, right? It also helps, I think, if you pay attention to that position of the card. I was talking about this with another client the other day. It's easy for us to look at things that are going well and kind of dismiss them, but when things aren't going the way that we planned, we tend to really pay attention. And so this is also a wake-up call from the universe to say, you know, this energy needs to really be paid attention to in order to write it and to balance it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So the judgment, whatever judgment means, and then not quite?
Well, it's kind of the entire message of the card. So when a card's upright, it tends to be more about the initial message. I don't like using the words positive and negative, but the positive message of the card. When it's reversed, it's the positive message is still there. It's just what's dominant right now is the flip side of it, the shadow side, the darker side. And for this card, it's about being isolated, a lack of awareness, feelings of separation. So, and that is what you've been talking about at this stage with your relationship with Natalie. So,
right.
So, Michael, I know you're listening. Anything coming up for you about Pamela and Natalie, or?
What I was getting is they were showing me how toxic your environment was over there, your old work.
And she's still there, remember. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And so one of the things they were showing me was it felt like there was a lot of jealousy there, and it felt like they were jealous of you. And so because your friend, it feels like she's still at that location, at that job. So she does not want to ruin her relationship with the people that are there. And so an easier way for her to deal with the people is to separate herself from you, to cut the relationship off. Because she's fearful of being, she's being controlled. It feels like there's one person there. It feels like female that is controlling everybody. And that is creating a toxic environment. Do you understand that?
Yes. Is she going to stay there?
Your friend?
Yeah.
It feels like it. She's going to be there for a while. Yes. I think she wants to leave, but something about her feels very fearful, and that she doesn't have enough strength and backbone to stand up to this person. So if she does leave, it's going to be a while before she leaves.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's going to cut me off completely?
I think so for a while, until she is able to, we'll say, regulate how she can deal with this person and with you and kind of keep them separate.
That does sound accurate, though. I mean, it's a shame. I can't imagine being that way. But
well,
I don't think any job should affect your private life.
Well, but you're a lot stronger than she is, right? And so, yeah, you're able to stand up to this person. But, you know, other people are not. They're not strong
right.
enough. And they kind of, I guess, kowtow to them. You know, they acquiesce to this energy. Because this person does have a very strong energy. Very strong personality.
But how would they even know if she's in contact with me? This is what I wonder.
Well, but it she's reacting out of fear. Natalie is reacting out of fear. That's
okay.
not logic, right? So it's just kind of like, oh my God, you know, I don't want her to know that. You know, she's going to find out anything if I'm, you know, talking to Pamela. She doesn't want to know anything.
Yeah,
all of it. As
yeah.
opposed to just telling her to take a hike, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give me a check, you sign the check, and that's all. And that's all that you can do, right? But she is unable to do that. You know, I get the feeling that she's fearful and she wants to keep her job. She doesn't want to lose her job.
Right.
Because it also, too, feels like this person kind of holds that over people in very... it feels like she's passive aggressive, and she does it in undertones, right? She's not very overt with threatening you with your job, but there's this undercurrent of, right, you could lose your job.
Right. Okay. Well, that does make sense then.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, you know, the best thing is just keep moving forward. I have a feeling she will come around, but it's going to take her a while. She's not as strong as you are. And so,
yeah.
you know, in that sense, have a little compassion for her that, you know, she will be able to see the light and gain some strength and move from underneath this person. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I was pretty right on.
All right. You're welcome, Pamela.
Thank
Unfortunately.
You.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
have a good
well,
night. Yeah. Oh, sorry, go
good
ahead.
Good luck with everything. No, I was
all right,
just going to say
you.
Good luck with everything and keep making good choices.
I will,
all right.
hopefully.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Have a good
you
night.
You will. All right, thanks for being
thank
on
you.
The Psychic Funhouse game. You bet. All right, well, yeah, challenging, huh?
All right. Yeah.
Nothing like a toxic
yeah.
environment to negatively impact a relationship. Gotta love those.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. It's, you know, I always think, you know, the two most significant relationships, well, not two, but the sources of relationships, significant ones are work and here. I mean, we spend more time sometimes with people at work than we do with our family. And, yeah, that's where a lot of challenges come from, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And, you know, it can create a familiarity with someone, but it can be kind of a false sense of awareness in the sense that you see a certain side of people at work, right? And you may not really know what they're like until you see them outside of that environment. And that may not be what you find as attractive as you did, you know, for whatever reason in the work environment. Plus,
right.
there's always the what happens if things don't work out, but you still have to share, you know, office space or work duties with each other. That, you know, you got to think ahead about that too. And if that's something you think you can negotiate, then, you know, I've got a, you know, mild green light for going forward with that kind of relationship. But nothing gets more complicated than a workplace romance that doesn't go well for whatever reason, and you're still there with the person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you never know. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, ready for another caller, Mr. Espinoza?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go to the wild card line. This is somebody who is listening to us online. So their number shows up for us as 111. All right. So here we go. Da-da-da. Hello. You are on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. Where are you calling from and what's your name, caller?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, you're on. What's your name?
Gianni.
Gianni. Where are you calling from, friend? Gianni?
I'm calling from Detroit.
Detroit. All right, Motor City. What can we do for you, Gianni? Do you have a question for us tonight, or how can we help you?
Yes. Recently going through a breakup with my girlfriend. We've been together 6 years. She says she want to move out in November when the lease is up. Her financial situation is not the best. It would benefit us to stay together. So my question is, if she's really going to move out in November, we both have to get separate apartments. That's her thing is, we both get separate apartments, and then we're in a relationship. Or is she just planning hard to get and want to move back in November, and she just needs time and can't say it in that way?
Okay. All right. Do you mind sharing your name or initials with us so we can hone in on who she is?
Her name is Kai, K-A-I.
K-A-I. Okay. All right. Okay. Let me pull some cards for the two of you, Kai and Gianni. All right. So I've got three cards here. One's for you, one's for Kai, and then the third one is your relationship. Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay. So, Well, first thing to mention is all the cards are reversed. So in a tarot reading, that means that the energy is upside down. It's not coming through. The card I picked for you was one we were just talking about with the previous caller, but in a different position. This one's a judgment card. And judgment card, when it's reversed, is about isolation, separation, loneliness, not feeling together, and that is what you've been experiencing, it sounds like. The card for Kai, the reverse card of that is justice. And so justice, on the face of it, means just that. It's about things that are, it's about how you see yourself in terms of whether your rights are being respected or not. So when it's reversed, it's about intolerance, injustice, things that aren't going your way. Sometimes it actually means legal things. So the state that Kai is in, I would take that to mean that she feels like there's some kind of injustice that's happened in the relationship that she's needing to respond by moving away from it and moving away from you. The relationship card, this is High Priestess. And the High Priestess is also reversed, as I mentioned. And she's about intuition and foresight. It's about going beyond just the surface of things, being more spiritual. But when it's reversed, it's an indication that there's a superficiality in the relationship. Maybe there's a self-centeredness. The relationship is kind of being starved and isn't being fed. It's being taken from and not given. So, the cards are saying there's some serious deficits happening both within yourselves and also in your relationship, Gianni. So, there's a lot here to work on, is what I would say. How is this impacting you? Does any of this make sense, or do you have any questions or comments?
No, it make a lot of sense. I'm 34. She's 24. Been together since she was 19. She matured a lot in our 6 years, but yet she takes two steps forward and one step back. My mom just recently passed from the COVID vaccine. So, she died of a heart attack over a month ago, so it's kind of sad to find her.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That's terrible. I'm so sorry, Gianni.
Yeah, And that's the self-centering part about when she just feel like this is the best time to take care of all of this. And I kind of see her point of view, but at the same time, it takes two to tango. And she won't say she's not a victim, but she's not innocent. But yeah, she don't believe in that.
Uh huh. So you're the older person in the relationship, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. So she's in a different place, just kind of working on, you know, the issues you do when you're in your 20s and growing and that can be, you know, a challenging time in and of itself. You're still trying to figure out who you are and what directions to go into and things like that. And, you know, when there's external environmental complications, it makes it that much more challenging. So, yeah, I feel for you guys. Michael, you have anything coming through for Gianni and Kai?
One of the first things that I was getting, Gianni, is it feels kind of like the communication between the two of you needs to be worked on. It feels like you guys aren't communicating, and it almost feels like you guys aren't hearing each other. And so before you try to go back to each other, I'm getting that the focus needs to be on clearing up the communication, getting on the same page, because just going back together is not going to solve the problem. And to get to that next level where you guys do go back together, you got to clear up this miscommunication, the not hearing each other. So if you really focus on that, I think you guys will come back together. But you guys have to really work on yourselves and each other.
How do I do that, the communication part? Because right now, every time we talk, it seems like it's an argument. Then when we clear stuff up and we sort stuff out, when we're building on a communication foundation, she regressed and it's act out in a rep. Well, don't call me, and don't call me between 4 o'clock and 12 o'clock. No, make it 5 o'clock and 12 o'clock. I'm like, that's unreasonable. Why can't call you if I need to talk to you about whatever? And it's just after that, like you say, she don't hear me. I'm not hearing her. So I don't know if I should just stop calling her. Period. And if it work out like that, but that's how do we heal from this if we don't try to communicate or learn how to communicate?
Right. That you'll have to find a good therapist to work on, a relationship counselor that can help you with that. I that is not my expertise. That's not my field.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you guys just take a break right now. You know, I mean, you can always come back together. It doesn't always have to be an either or. It's not always a black and white, but there's a gradation in between that scale. And so you can just say, you know what, I think maybe it's good right now, just take a break. And don't fear so much about losing her, right? Just stay focused on, okay, how can I be a better communicator? How can I be a better listener to her, right? What do I need to improve in myself? Because that's the only person you can change is you. So I think if you stay focused on that and just say, all right, you know what, let's just take a little breather. Let's get some air in here, and then we'll revisit. Because I think if you try to hold on to something so tight and you're not doing anything different, it's not going to change.
No, I don't know
what
to do.
Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
She makes a lot of crazy demands.
Yeah.
And she wants me to say okay to it. And
so, I would just suggest find a therapist you can talk with and figure out, you know, how get some tools on how to deal with this, right? Be a better listener, better partner, better communicator.
Michael, can I jump in?
Yeah.
you know, you mentioned, Gianni, that whenever you guys talk, it turns into an argument. One of the things that's really important when you're having difficulty through your communication process and you decide, you know, you're going to take a look at the issues together, to be really committed to the idea that you're not trying to be right in the conversation. You're trying to get understanding. And the way to do that is to get information. So you really have to resist any urge that you might have to prove a point or to disagree or to point out, you know, the errors in somebody's thinking, you know, whatever normally happens in the course of a conversation when there's not a lot of loaded weight behind it. And just to give, you know, your partner, the Kai in this case, the chance to have their say without any fear of being derailed or interrupted or like they're not being listened to. And then you also get to ask for that return. But what often happens is, you know, when these situations are intense like this, is from the get-go, both of you are so armored up and attached to, you know, your points of view that you can't really set that armor aside and really be vulnerable and open up to what the other person has to say. But saying something like what I just said in the beginning with Kai and saying, hey, you know, in the right time, the right place, hey, this is, you know, I recognize this is what's going on. I don't want either of us to feel like we have to be right or wrong. I just want us to come to a place of understanding. Let's try to work on this together. And, you know, with that attitude, at least you can try to start things off. Doesn't mean you always stay in that place if you get, you know, emotional about something, but you can always try to come back to that and, you know, see if that will help at least get you a place of clarity in terms of what's really going on here. And then, you know, you can decide if both of you are really ready to invest in working on some of the other issues together. Okay. Does that make sense?
All right. Yes.
Okay.
Just gotta give her some time. I want to fix everything right now. And all she want to do is make demands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree to it.
Yeah.
Start arguing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense when the temperature is too hot to jump into the fire. You got to let it cool down a little bit. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Unless you want to make s'mores out of everything. Unless you're into barbecue. Really?
No.
All right?
Yeah.
Well, let us know how it goes with you guys. We care about you. And again, condolences on the pass of your mom. That's a hard thing. But she's still there and she still loves
you. Good luck.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate both of y'all. Thank you.
Oh, you
all
too.
Right.
Thanks so
Thank
much
you.
For pulling us on the second point out, Johnny. Yeah, we'll talk again.
All right. I will.
All right. Hang tight there in the Motor City. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ooh, a lot going on there. A lot going on. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, we are burning through the time, so are we ready for another caller? What do you think, kind sir?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, we'll set him up, knock him down. This is area code 443. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence and Michael. Where are you calling from, and what's your name, please?
I'm calling from Maryland. My name is Suzanne.
Suzanne, is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Suzanne from Maryland. I had the best crab cakes in Maryland. Oh, my God. They were so good. It was a place called Stoney's on the Chesapeake Bay. I'll never forget it. I had to buy T-shirts. It was so good. Anyway, what's your question?
Well, my question is just any messages from my spirit guides or family for my greater good, anything.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, greater good. Okay. Let's see what we got here. For Suzanne. Okay, so we'll just start off. Uh-huh. Okay. So the card I pulled off for you to start off with, Suzanne, is the Temperance card. And the Temperance card is about clarity. And it's about being able to have patience, and it's also an indication that you're really connected to the earth in some way. There's a part of you that's really connected to nature, or that, that is working on that. Mm-hmm. And so, what it feels like is that, you know, your guides, whoever supports you from a spiritual plane, is wanting you to spend more time in nature, seek out nature. There's a lot of healing, I think, that you're undergoing, and you're finding it challenging to do so in, you know, your even your home environment as much. But there's an opportunity you have to really let go of some things that are blocking you, and to really make some connections that are going to be really powerful in terms of how you're going to be able to turn things around. And the real key to that formula is to go somewhere where there's not a lot of human intrusion, and just be silent and be open. I think that's probably the most powerful message. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if I've got anything else that comes up for you. Uh-huh. Okay. So the other card I picked for you is the Hangman. And the Hangman card is about turning upside down to the world. It's about, again, making spiritual connections. But it's also about finding your own way and not being mm-hmm. caught up in, you know, the worldly worries around you, but staying on your path. It also tells us about making sacrifices, and they can be big or small. You know, what are your priorities right now? That's what this card is asking you. You know, what is important to you that you really haven't accomplished yet, but with the time and the energy you have left you, that you need to leave as your legacy on the planet, and make a plan and get to
wow.
it, because no time like the present. So, you know, you've got a lot of expectations from your spirit guides on you, but they're all really supportive, so that's good. But they wouldn't have that if they didn't feel like you could accomplish it. So. So you're meant to really make some big things happen, it sounds like to me. So,
wow. Yeah. That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Well, you know what? If it keeps coming up, then it must be pretty powerful.
All the time.
So,
I've probably had 30 readings in the last year, and they are all
uh-huh.
the same way pretty much. Yeah.
Well, you know, the cards never lie.
Yeah.
That's what I like to say, and I think it's pretty true. So.
Yeah.
Let's find out what Michael has to say, see if he has something else to share. Mr. Espinoza, are you there?
As I was sitting here, Suzanne, I was getting a presence of a female, an older female, and
uh-huh.
the energy she shows me feels like a mother figure. So it could
okay.
be, you know, somebody – to your mother, or maybe your grandmother, who was like a mother to you. And
yeah,
she wants you to know that. I'm sorry?
I feel like it's my grandmother, probably.
Okay. And she wants you to know that she's with you all the time. And she was showing me this energy of having a lot of affection towards you. And a very sweet energy, very loving and kind towards you. She shows me, too, that she, right now, she goes to your home.
Mm-hmm.
And that she's in your home. So are you ever aware of her presence in your home?
Well, I feel her all the time. I talk to her all the time.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, and she also, she shows me, like, she goes around your house looking at your things and just kind of, like, inspecting stuff. And in your room, do you have maybe, like, a chest of drawers or something where you have, I don't know, knickknacks, maybe pictures and jewelry boxes? I don't know. It feels like there's stuff on top of it, and she looks at everything. and she just kind of goes through your stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She could find stuff everywhere in here.
Yeah. Yeah, she likes looking at all your stuff. It's really funny. And but she also is showing me now that she was a really good cook. She's saying she likes to cook. And she was very good.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So she says she likes to watch you cook, too. So when you're in the kitchen, know that she's there with you. Yeah.
Oh,
and so she just wants you to know. She just give you a big hug and give you a lot of love from the other side. And she just loves being around you.
Oh, that's amazing. I feel her.
Yeah. Do you help with your mother? Do you help take care of your mom?
Yeah. Yes.
So she wants her daughter. So she wants you to know that she's happy that you do that.
Oh, yeah. She eats here about 4 days a week.
Yeah, she's very appreciative of that, that you help out with your mother.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. What a nice message.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's nice. Get a nice big hug from your grandma on the other side.
That's right. Thanks for putting the fun in Friday now.
Yeah, there you go.
Every week. Every week.
That's right.
Yeah, follow us. Every Friday.
I do. Thank you so much.
All right,
it's
Suzanne. Have a great evening.
Yeah. Thanks. All right. Enjoy your weekend, Suzanne. You take care. Let us
you
know
too.
How it goes with everything. You got big plans.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Well, all right. Should we squeeze in one more? Got a little bit of time left. Let's go to area code 812. Hi there. You are on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from? And what is your question real quick?
My name is Nicole. I'm calling from West Virginia. And my question is, I'm engaged to be married. I've been engaged for about a year. We're about to close on our house. And I want to see any messages my mom has for me. And I want to see if you're seeing children in our future.
Okay, so children question and the mom question. What's your mom's name?
Robin, she's on the other side. She's passed away June 26, 2021.
Sure, okay. All right, so I'm picking a card for her. And next one for the children question. Okay, so, all right, well, this seems like a pretty good mom card. It's the High Priestess showing up. She's been in these cards a lot tonight. So there's definitely a spiritual connection. This is about it's really what it's about that's coming through from the card is about trust, right? And so the biggest message that Robin has for you is about trusting yourself, not letting go of your power. What I'm getting is that she's pretty positive about your relationship with your fiance, but she wants to make sure that you are always getting your needs met and that you don't compromise yourself. And the way to do that is to stay connected. So that's what her message has to say about that. Okay. Another female card. This is a Justice card. Different ways to interpret that in terms of children. The idea behind this card is that everything comes into balance that needs to, and it can take a while, but things can eventually come to light. I would say that based on this, there's a really good likelihood that you and your future spouse are going to have a family. There's a really important energy coming through. These are the beings that are coming in have been with you before. There's a real history between you, and I'm seeing two, possibly three lives that are going to come into your and help you make a family. There's a lot of there's a lot of roller coastering that's going to happen with these children. They're going to really put you through a lot, and it's all going to be good in the end, but you know, make sure that you're ready for the ride when it shows up, because it's going to take you some places you didn't expect. I mean, that's what kids always do, but for you, it's going to be more so. So it's going to be really important for you to be grounded when you're a mom. Okay? Michael, do you want to step in? Do you have anything for our West Virginia, Nicole, better mom and children?
Okay. It was Nicole, was it?
Yeah.
Hi, Nicole. So one of the things I get for you, I'm not getting anything from your mom right now. I'm getting from your spirit guides. It feels like there's a lot of, I don't know, I'll just call it stress right now, you know, with, I guess, maybe figuring out if, you know, that you're going to get the house, you're going to get kids, when are we going to get married, like all that stuff that comes with, you know, at the start of a relationship. And so your guides are saying to you that they really want you right now to kind of take a step back from everything and to start learning how to relax in all this and not push everything forward to make it happen right now, right? And to allow, like, take a breath, allow it to unfold as it needs to unfold. Don't force stuff to happen, okay? Because sometimes we want things to happen so much, you know, it's like we put a death grip on people and situations, and that does not make anything happen any further, right? So it's just allow a space for breath. And also from what Lawrence said, you know, ground yourself. You need to learn how to ground yourself and just start letting the universe, God, your ancestors, and your spirit guides help you with moving this stuff forward, helping you, okay? Because you are going to stress yourself out, and you can stress your partner out as well, right? Where it's kind of like, take a breath, Nicole, let it go, it's going to happen. Does this make sense to you? Do you understand this?
Already engaged. I've been engaged for about a year, and the spouse thing has happened very quickly. It's happening very quickly. We're only to the last step of signing and closing and all that stuff, and then they're saying we should be closing the end of September, beginning of October, but that's the time when my mom's funeral will be also. We're going to Maryland to go to so it's around the same time.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get through all of it. Just take a deep breath and turn it over to God and let God help you. Let your spirit guides and angels help you make this stuff happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all going to happen, but just allow it to happen, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Stay strong.
That's all I have.
Stay strong. Yep. You got a lot of love coming your way, so just receive it.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes. All right, Nicole.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Be well. All right, bye-bye. All right. Well, you've come to another end of the Psychic Funhouse. Can you believe it? I don't even believe it myself.
What?
It happened so quickly. Well, I know. It's true.
What?
I know. That's how these things go. You get in the ride, and before you know it, you're at the end, and they're asking you to get out because they need to clean up after you. So... I know. So, yeah, that's it. popcorn's gone. There's no more sodas. And somebody grabbed the last turkey leg, so you don't even have a corn dog. You have to get back in your car. It's all hot in there, sticky, but you had a great time because you met some really amazing, crazy people. That's a psychic funhouse every week. So there you go. All right. Well, Michael, remind us what's coming up for next week's show and in September, and then let people know how they can contact you.
Next week is readings. We're going to do readings again, Lawrence and I.
Mm-hmm.
And then September 13th, we have Dipti Joshi, and she's going to talk to us about the space between relationships. And you can contact me by going to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. How can people get a hold of you, Lawrence?
You can call or text 541-344-7534. You can also email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website, givingtreefarm.com. So all sorts of options. And be sure to follow us on Blog Talk, or you can now follow us on Apple and Spotify. You never miss a single show. We've got tons of archive shows you can take with you wherever you go, the mountains, the sea, and everything in between. So I just want to thank the spirits and our wonderful callers, and I am sending a digital hug to my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. Thank you, Michael, as always. Amazing
job.
Thank
you, Lawrence.
Yeah. And we will rendezvous back at the Funhouse next week. Until then, have a wonderful night and enjoy your weekend. May you accomplish everything you set out to do. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.